You're listening to eBay Radio, where we're always fast and free. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Well, if you're like a lot of sellers, dropshipping is an option you'd probably like to explore. Brandon Del Grosso is CEO of Doba, and he's back here to share some new dropshipping strategies and more. Brandon, what are some key dropshipping strategies for eBay sellers in today's competitive marketplace?
Griff, thanks again for having me on the show. There's a few I want to mention to eBay sellers of when would be the right time to have a dropshipping strategy as part of their marketing mix. And the few I want to touch on is one is to have diversification. So allowing an eBay seller to discover maybe a new brand or a new category vertical that they want to start selling into, but aren't in a position to want to tie up capital in buying inventory and make those types of big commitments, dropshipping can be a great strategy to really test the market. Is that a product that they can sell well inside of that marketplace? What are the types of margins they can make? What is the demand? And do it with very, very little risk. The other one that I've been seeing from a lot of eBay sellers is to really just try and acquire new customers. They may be set on selling a specific amount of products, but they know that there's buyers out there that are wanting some other products that they could be offering if they were to drop ship those. And so by doing so, you're building that relationship with that specific customer of buying that product from you, engaging with you, and hopefully down the road, they're in a spot where they want to buy more products from you because of what you're able to offer to them.
What would an eBay seller, or what should an eBay seller know before working with a dropship supplier?
So I'd recommend a few things. You definitely want to make sure if you engage with a supplier or distributor, manufacturer that dropships, you really need to know how often are they updating their inventory, and then how are you going to receive those updates. I think what frustrates some sellers when they engage with a dropshipping supplier is they don't have that visibility. And so because of that, they don't know if the product's in stock or out of stock until they're actually trying to make that order. The other thing is you want to make sure you can get images, product descriptions, pricing updates from your suppliers on a ongoing basis. I would say try and get those daily, so that you know what's going on with those products. The other thing you want to make sure that happens is that these suppliers are doing what's called blind drop shipping. And so that means they're not going to put in their marketing information about who they are, but rather it's something very generic. So when your customer receives that package, they're getting something that kind of feels like it's coming from you. And what I always recommend, and I know, Griff, you've mentioned this on the radio a few times as well, is it doesn't hurt to actually order a product from that supplier and have it shipped to yourself for a few reasons. One is you can really see how is it coming delivered. Did they truly blind drop ship? How fast did they ship? And then also you have now a product on hand that if you do run into any type of inventory challenges, you sell a product and it's out of stock, you have a product there in your house that then you can ship out to that buyer to take care of them.
So that's a very important information. Always have some stock on hand. It's been a while since drop shipping has come to the forefront for sourcing for online and marketplace sellers. Lots has changed in the last 10 years. What improvements have dropship suppliers made in the last 10 years to keep up with the changing landscape?
So I think back in the day, 10 years ago, and we've been around for almost 12 now, it was very difficult to find suppliers that are willing to dropship. They were used to that traditional model of, hey, you buy a big pallet from me, you buy in bulk, and then you take care of everything else on your end. Since then, I know a year ago when I looked at the statistics, 24% of all U.S. manufacturers and distributors now dropship. This year, that's increased into the 40% mark. And so you have a lot of these suppliers that maybe were a little gun-shy of trying to jump into that method or that strategy of sourcing, and they're doing more of that. I think what's helped with that are really these large online retailers that are requiring these suppliers to drop ship for them. And by doing so, they're actually requiring extremely high standards, which is making it easier and a better customer experience. For example, they're requiring faster ship times. So if they send an order to that supplier, they want to make sure that gets sent out as fast as possible. The other thing is these suppliers and distributors are upgrading their technologies and inventory management systems to really accommodate for that influx of single item orders that they get from various online retailers that are out there. And so it's been fun to watch that transition from 10 years ago where it was very gun-shy, you know, standing back, not wanting to embrace it, to now really embracing it and wanting it to be a part of their actual business model.
I can remember going to the shows that show all the new products, and when you told them you sold on eBay, they poo-pooed it. Now yeah. They're happy to have you walk in. Things have definitely changed. So what are some of the hot-selling products from the DOBA catalog right now?
So every month we publish a report where we just try and identify a few different products that specifically sold on eBay. The one from last month, we have a new supplier. The name is Moto Products, but they specialize in sunglasses. And one of them that they do is a bamboo sunglass. So the frame, you can kind of think of it as it's being made out of bamboo. They're pretty cool. This product on DOBA, we have it for $23, and that includes the shipping price. And on eBay, it's sold for $50. And
wow.
So it was roughly a $27 profit margin or a 53% markup.
You know, you were talking a moment ago about how the drop shippers have changed and gone along with the times. When you go out looking for new drop shippers or they come to you, do you explain to them the eBay seller's issue with getting it there quickly and all that stuff?
We do. It's interesting. In most cases, we don't need to bring it up much. They understand that online selling means very quick shipping. And when they see companies like even an Amazon who's trying to do same day delivery, it's really pushing them to make sure that they're shipping out within 24 hours. I have a report that I look at every single day here at DOBA that lets me know what our fulfillment percentages are within that ship time. And we're right around 97% of our suppliers ship within that time period. The ones who don't are the ones that are more Chinese drop shippers that are actually shipping straight from China that tend to maybe take an extra day or two to get that product shipped out.
So you suggest for eBay sellers who have not used drop shipping before, so the first thing they should do really is send off for one of the items themselves so you'll feel more comfortable for one thing.
Correct. And I've even done that with, before we engage with some of these Chinese drop shippers, I'll test it ourselves, myself. So we'll order a product and have it shipped here to DOBA because I want to really understand what are those ship times. You know, they tell you that they can have it shipped and delivered within, you know, 2 days or 5 days. But you want to make sure you try it out and see if that's really the case. And I want to see how that package is delivered. Nothing's more concerning to me than getting a package that has all these marketing materials in it from the supplier to make you kind of feel like, oh, I should just go directly to the supplier to buy these products. And so if we start seeing some of that, you know, we always let our suppliers know that, hey, that can't happen. But it's been, because of the changes in the industry, that is very rare that you'd find a supplier who is not willing to do that drop ship, the blind drop ship.
Do you have to have a wholesale license?
You don't if you're working with DOBA. In some cases, yes, you do. You would have to have at least a business license to set up something with directly with a supplier.
In the state of California, by the way, someone asked me this question the other day. A seller's permit is the same thing as a wholesale license. In California, they sometimes call it a seller's permit, but it is the same thing, and it's really easy to get online. There's nothing to it. So,
yeah, they're very easy to get. The suppliers want to know more about you, and if you don't have that, to be honest, it will be very difficult to have a supplier want to work with you. They get hit up all the time by, you know, sellers wanting to sell their products, and they understand that every account they bring on, there's cost associated with it. There's cost for onboarding that new seller. There's cost for getting them the information they need, the account management side of it. They also have the accounts receivable side of it. And so if you don't have that, you want to get that set up so that you feel like they feel like you're an individual that actually has a business that's operating. And then that opens up more doors for you.
So, Brandon, do you have any usually do when you come to the show? I just want to check. Do you have any special membership offers for our eBay Radio listeners?
I do. I wanted to mention one for eBay Radio listeners today. We're extremely grateful for eBay Radio. We appreciate what you two do to really educate.
We have 30 seconds. Community. Sorry.
And so what we'd like to do is the first five people to email me at ebayradio@doba.com will get a free annual membership valued at $700.
Hey, there
you
go.
First five to email me, you're getting a free annual membership.
ebayradio@doba.com. Thank you. We're going to miss you at the event.
Yeah, good luck there. It's always a fun event.
Thanks, Brandon.
Sorry you're missing it this year.
This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Coming up, it's time for open phones and your calls at 888-723-4630. When we return with more of eBay Radio.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to PageMage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
It's eBay Radio's 11th anniversary, and we're celebrating with a party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. The bad news is we're sold out. The good news is we have a standby list. Go to ervegasstandby.com. It's your chance to meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. We're adding new people every day. Don't wait. Sign up for standby now at ervegasstandby.com. That's ervegasstandby.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority flat rate pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of Bubble Fast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. Bubble Fast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.